Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Pornography is available 24/7 to anyone with a connected device. What's the impact that this has on marriages? We'll talk about this and more on this week's podcast, Should I Get Over My Feelings About My Husband Using Porn? It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to empower you to get that enjoyable family you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, please don't be shy. We're all going to benefit from your question, so come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there today. And if this month of May we select your question for a podcast, we'll send you a free copy of my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle. And please remember, this is an educational podcast. It's not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, today we're hearing from Jennifer from Salt Lake City, Utah. And Jennifer writes, I have a question about pornography. I get upset with my husband because he uses it, and he says it's no big deal. He claims that he's been using it since he was a teenager and it has no bearing on our relationship. He says all men view porn. I don't like it because it makes me feel self-conscious when we have sex. I feel that I'm competing with the women in the videos. I know I have insecurity issues. Am I just supposed to get over these feelings and accept his behavior as normal? Okay, thanks for your question, Jennifer. It is an issue that gets raised in my practice quite commonly. So before we discuss porn, I want to point out that you and your husband's discussion about it is an unproductive argument. You're telling your husband that something is bothering you, and he's telling you that your feelings are wrong. That is an unhealthy discussion. I have no idea how you're bringing it up, whether you're accusatory or emotionally charged, but what you're getting back is not the empathy or the understanding that you want and need. So that's the first issue. It's a big issue because it comes down to how your needs and your husband's needs, emotional, sexual, or otherwise, get met or don't get met. Okay, let's talk about pornography in general. What is it? What I'm talking about here is explicit visual content that's designed to create sexual arousal, to give the viewer a dopamine hit, you know, sexual arousal. Before the internet, pornography for the masses were the nude pictures in Playboy, or for the harder core folks, Hustler magazine. There was plenty of other stuff too, but you had to go out of your way to get it. There's only so much arousal that someone can get from a still photo before the photograph loses its charge. Of course, now online, there's an endless supply of pornographic videos with every orientation and presentation one can possibly imagine and more. It can be highly arousing, and teens and men often use it to become aroused and then much of the time to masturbate. Now, I'm not interested in discussing the morality of porn, just the psychology and the relationship side of it. So, from that perspective, does it have value? Can it be a good thing? Well, on the positive side, it can take what for many people is a difficult to discuss subject and bring it out into the open. Along those lines, there are how-to videos that provide valuable instruction on different sexual options. I wouldn't count those as porn, but they are arousing. You know, another positive possibility for pornography is that couples can view it together as a warm-up to create initial arousal or to open up discussion about what they desire and what they don't care for. They can get ideas for what they could experiment with for themselves, for instance. All right. there is a pretty big downside from pornography too, of course. Sex is an important part of a couple's relationship. Sexual intimacy is part of that special uniqueness of their relationship, and it's important that it be honored as a special aspect that belongs just to them. It's a special and unique way that couples give and receive, that they meet each other's needs, that they make each other and themselves feel good. And there's a sexual energy that both members of the relationship carry, they hold for each other. It's there, it's present, whether they're having sex or not. The sexual energy is part of what brings them together, holds them together. Large majority of the time that couples are together, of course they aren't having sex. But the sexual energy is still there. Sometimes it's felt strongly. Sometimes they'll be unaware of it, but it's still there. Sometimes that energy is really challenged by hurt, anger, and fighting, but it's there. And it's part of what brings them back from hurt and anger. Now, if a partner is using pornography as a regular form of sexual gratification, it will drain that sexual energy out of the relationship instead of growing and developing their sexual relationship, engaging the discussion, focusing on learning about each other's needs, desires, and preferences, and bringing them together. Use of porn can support or lead to disengagement. In other words, if a couple is having a hard time and struggling with emotional closeness, and the lack of emotional closeness creates a situation where they're having infrequent sex, one way they might deal with it is by using pornography and masturbating. Now, instead of that sexual energy being there to encourage emotional healing or getting close, connecting, now the sexual energy is escaping into porn, and there's going to be low effort to improve the relationship. That's what I mean by porn supporting the disengagement. Make sense? And of course, if someone brings significant interest and engagement with pornography to the relationship, and their sexual energy is going there, well, that could lead to emotional disengagement where the other partner experiences them as emotionally and sexually distant. At an extreme level, porn can lead to sexual addiction where sex becomes an obsession. And of course, with sexual addiction, an individual is virtually always seeking sexual stimulation and it has nothing to do with emotional connection. So, to simplify, here might be the best way to differentiate a positive use of porn from a negative one. Does it support or undermine a couple's emotional connection? Jennifer, let's say your husband uses porn sometimes so that he doesn't overwhelm you with his sexual needs. I'm just making that up. Or because it's been part of his life since adolescence, but your emotional relationship and your sexual relationship is positive and the sexual energy between you is still strong and your husband is sensitive to your needs, well, then maybe it's fine. On the other hand, if your partner's use of porn is excessive or drains emotional or sexual energy from the relationship, well, then it's unhealthy and it needs to go. My concern for your situation, Jennifer, is that you do carry some insecurity that you should be able to outgrow and heal in a safe relationship environment. If you're being made to feel that your feelings are not valid, that's going to exacerbate your insecurity and create or add to disconnection in your relationship. Jennifer, I can imagine you having a conversation with your husband and you saying the following. Dear, I understand that porn has been part of your life since you hit puberty, and I'm not saying there's something wrong with that. I'm not saying you're doing something wrong, bad, or immoral. I'm saying that it's having a bad effect on me. It's making me feel that I should be sexier, more experienced, more sexually amazing, and I can only be me. And I keep thinking, you wish I were one of the women in those videos. Jennifer, how would that be for a conversation starter? It would be great for the two of you to see an experienced couples therapist and focus on how you can support each other and build connection. Your husband's use of porn is one element that's supporting or creating disconnection. But there's more than that to talk about. So listeners, we now have every form of sexual presentation available 24/7 to everyone with a connected device. For many folks, use of pornography was a common part of their growing up. As young people grow from teenagers to young adults and then to more settled adults, building careers and coupling, that's then habits and lifestyles need to transition. And those elements that are unhealthy, including drug and alcohol use and the use of porn, needs reexamination. Does it support health and family connection? Or does it undermine health and family connection? Let's be sure that we're taking an honest look at ourselves. And if our partner has a concern, let's care about that. Well, thanks for tuning in today, listeners, and special thanks to Jennifer for her important question. If you're enjoying and benefiting from Healthy Family Connections, please leave a review for me there on iTunes. And for this month of May, if your question is selected for my podcast, we'll send you a free copy of Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle. At the end of each podcast, I know you all know that I encourage everyone to take care of themselves. But let's not take my closing for granted. This week, please think of one wonderful thing you can do for yourself that's on the back burner. Put it on the front burner and let's get it cooking. And now I can really mean something when I say, please remember to take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.